come one, come all.
Muddy boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
Doesn't it really astonish you that you are this fantastically complex thing?
At Besoms be Bosoms, it's Phoenix, dear, and the flame is here. Let our journey sent to Michael make it, since the Lucifer has lost and the Book of the Depth is closed. Come, step out of your shell, hold up your free thing.
Let's turn on. By that, I mean the power of the mind.
Welcome, 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 and welcome. My name is Totally Melting Clouds Tonelli, and this is part one of Reveries of the Lotus Blossom. And, well, in this episode, I'm going to take a trip. A journey within, and a journey far beyond. So, seeing that the serpent of circumstance has slithered us together, it's time to prepare your mindset and make a cozy setting. If, at any point along the way, you find yourself lost in a chapel perilous of immense confusion, then I propose we use the following words as our mantra to help keep your feet on the ground and your head in the clouds. The words are taken from Norman Spinrad's novel, Child of Fortune. Follow the sun, follow the yellow brick road. Again, follow the sun, follow the yellow brick road. Yes, mantras, like a spell, spells waving wands of you. And speaking of spells, has Miss Spell's broom swept in to put a spell on you? Has she twisted your words to squeeze out some slurpy truth? Has she entangled your beliefs to splurge out like baby new? Has she rattled your mind to faraway lands missing a tooth? Has she shattered your soul to unfathomable insights ever so shrew? Has she hammered your bones to crunching, creaky, dusty borders? Has she fluttered your heart to harping, crawling finger string screw? Has she gooed your wares to caressing quilts that unhinged the hoarders? Has she crushed your cares to rise from a murky muck church pew? Has she weathered your creeks to row and row and row the rowy boat? Has she oozed your fears to brew all through and through like a stew? Has she gobbled your pain to unfold maze of joy like a playful goat? Has she creamed your needs to realize what your real eyes always knew? Has she lathered your story to foster word tales far beyond your scope? Has she scrunched your hate to whip wicked clouds into beaming love spew? Has she shattered your time to reach for an open hand seeking a bond? Has she frolicked your scars to weave experience into a moist lily white hue? Has she bursted your spirit to flutter the shutters of youth in a pond? Has she gushed your family to treasure hard-earned roots from whence you grew? Has she ruptured your doom to remind that stormy seas will eventually find a calm? Has she spilled your ideas to scatter the grimy soot for a cleansed, clearer view? Has she plunged your gloom to foster warm touch arrows feathering songs like a psalm? Has she moaned yourselves to walking, wandering each waking day sheds another clue? Has she misspelled your spells to wishing, waving a wand, birthing a better you? If so, let's drip and drip and drip away. Ooze and ooze and ooze away into timeless, formless, wingless one. By the moon on psychedelic nights, by the power of clear sight, by the silence of ancient sites, by the secrets of arcane rites, by the flicker of candlelights, open thyself to understanding. Open thy third eye, open thy mind's eye, open sesame.
Ralph, the time has come. The time has come to go out of your mind. Are you ready, Ralph? Are you ready to die and be reborn? No. No, first, you must be in a state of grace. First, you must examine yourself in this mirror of confession. What do you see there? Your personality. All your goals and your fears, your little ambitions. The chess game of your life. You have to check that, Ralph. You can't take that on a trip with you. And then that other side of you, Ralph, that dark unconscious, all those animal impulses which you hide and keep down below. All this baggage, too, must be checked. You can't take that on the billion-year voyage to God. Are you ready? Then take this chalice, the elixir of life, the ancient cup, the Holy Grail, the alchemist's stone of philosophy, the Holy Communion, the key to immortality. Take this and drink.
Hey. watching over me. Now I lay me down to sleep. Angels watching over me, my Lord. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. Angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. If I die before I wake, angels watching over me, my Lord. Pray the Lord my soul to take. Angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. If I live forever and a day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Pray the Lord keep me always. Angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. Angels watching over me.
It was brought to us by a woman. There she saw this peyote sitting there. She ate the peyote. While she rested for a while, she gained her strength, and she was hungry no more.
Do you hold yourself then for some god in the manger, Shehohem? That you will neither serve nor let serve, pray nor let pray.
What you are basically, deep, deep down, far, far in, is simply the fabric and structure of existence itself.
Wow.
I just spent 3 hours in the pool. You know.
Yeah.
Complete silence, I remember. I became part of the water, and part of the air, part of all the color in the air, part of space. And it was me and I was it, and you know. It all melted in together. That's why I stayed there so long. I didn't realize time. I remember dancing after that, dancing part of it. After that, I'm done, and all the sounds that I heard completely faded away. Everything got so distant.
Now, energy comes. The flow of energy. Here it is. Nameless, timeless, speed of light. Float beyond fear. Float beyond desire. Into this mystery of mysteries. Through this gate of all wonder, open naked eye. Drift within on thread of sound. Light, radiant, pulsing. Glittering energy. thread of sound. Focus on center. Down vibration thread. You are light. You are sound.
Altered to one of great tranquility.
Thank you. with all these patterns that are being formed in it, and they're like coming and going.
Yay. That's a good sign.
Yeah, both of them are melting like a different... This one's like...
One's melting faster than the other one.
Besoms be bosoms, it's Phoenix dear, and the flame is here. Let our journey set to Michael Macon, since the Lucifer has lost and the Book of the Depth is closed. Come, step out of your shell, hold up your free thing. Yes, we light enough. I won't take our laddie's lantern for them four old windbags of Gustafree to be blowing at. No, nor your rucksack to bring all the daddy buds out after you on the hike. Send Arctur Giddes, is the softest morning that ever I can ever remember me. But she won't rain Charlie or Ilma yet.
Drift within. This is your body. Can you flow with fire blood? Through each tissued corridor, throb to the pulse of life. Can you throb to the pulse of life? Let your heart pump you down long red tunnels. Can you let your heart pump you down long red tunnels? Stream into cell chambers. Can you let your heart become central pump house for all human feeling? Drift to the center. Drift to center. Radiate, swell, penetrate. burst. Burst. Bleed out. Bleed out. Bleed to death. Bleed to death. Lifeblood. Life. Blood. Scarlet.
Doesn't it really astonish you that you are this fantastically complex thing?
Someone you saw stretch sleep on the sand, five withered violets cradled in his hand. His dreams are so loud, calling in your ear. The yellow snake coils from the water, and all is refreshed far and near.
bet on it every day. Can't make no money giving you. Stop away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. She's a betting woman, she bets on every hand. She's a tricking mother for you every. Why she lying, why don't you do now? Like the millionaire do. Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. Jail on her back, though she got hot stuff for sale. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market and make a million too.
Investigate. Less I know. More I investigate. Less I know. More we investigate. Less we know.
It was like being under a thunderstorm with great big drops of rain, because you could really feel the water coming, and you could just, it almost felt, this is weird, it almost felt like you could feel your pore going, sopping up the water, you know, your whole body was just like, like a great big sponge, you know, and it just, it was like a massage. It was so groovy, you can't believe how groovy it was. It wasn't just water hitting you, taking a shower, soap, and out you go, you know, towel off. It was just, oh, wow.
Thank you.
was a young man who said, though, it seems that I know that I know. What I would like to see is the eye that knows me when I know that I know that I know.
Wow.
One side black, one side white, one way wrong, one way right. The way that's black will bring you back into the white, which is the light, which is the screen, the call of dream.
Fantastic.
until it's the time, and me and you have made our, the sons of Bursters, one of the games. Still, I'll take me Alf and Vara from my shoulders. The trout will be so fine at Brookfish, with a face of Roly Poloni from Blood Puddles after, to bring out the tang of the tay. Is it you fain for a roost brood, oxmeal turn, all out of the woolpaws, and then all the chirpy young cuppingers cluttering round us, plotting for their creams?
Do dimly perceive that whilst everything around me is ever changing, ever dying, there is underlying all that change a living power that is changeless, that holds all together, that creates, dissolves, and recreates.
Follow the sun, follow the yellow brick road. We're all still here, laughing and learning like small children, dissolving in the condensation of our imagination. My name is Tenali von Third Eyesight, and this has been Side A of Reveries of the Lotus Blossom, Part 1. And in the spirit of brevity, I will simply say to you, go to muddybootsradio.org for the playlist, as well as listening and or downloading previous episodes. And then there's always iTunes too. So check out Muddy Boots, subscribe, and leave a rating and or comment. So before we make our way to the B-side, please keep in mind, in the province of the mind, what one believes to be true either is true or becomes true. See you over yonder, lickety-split. Oh,